Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, if you got your Bibles with you tonight, why don't you open them up to 2 Peter chapter 3.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to look at some things tonight. I've brought some encouragement with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That is going to help us out a great deal.
Yes.
Amen. In the times that we're living in now, how many know that we need encouraged?
Yes,
we need encouraged, don't we? We need to know that God is on our side.
Amen.
Amen. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Right.
Amen. And we overcome the world by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, don't we?
Yes.
Amen. And so it's really important for us to understand these things. Now, I'm going to be giving you quite a bit of scripture tonight, so I hope you're okay with that. But we're going to talk about something that is very, very important, and you'll find out here in just a moment what it's all about. So let's start with 2 Peter chapter 3. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
And we're going to start with verse 8. It says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Hallelujah. So that ought to tell you right now that God does not perceive time the same way that we do at all. Matter of fact, we are so far apart in the way that we look at things, amen, that it would boggle our minds if we could just grab hold of what just this one verse is telling us, amen, that there is no concept of time when it comes to God and when it comes to the things that God is wanting to do, amen, hallelujah. So let's just go on and look at this just a little bit further here, hallelujah. Verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness," amen. Hallelujah. The word slack there means to tarry or to delay. How many of you are getting tired of waiting? How many of you want to see some action? How many of you like to see some heads get cracked? Amen. How many of you'd like to see some breakthroughs in your life? Well, there's not a one of us that at least have not even thought that, amen, that we would like to see some of this stuff take place. Hallelujah. Well, it says here that God is not slack when it comes to His promises. The things that He has promised us in this book that you got in your lap right now. Amen. He's not slack. He is not going to tarry. He is not going to delay in getting these things done. Amen. But look at this. Look at this last part. And we're going to talk about two different concepts in the timing of God. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, the timing of God. Amen. God has a timetable for everything. He has a timetable for each one of us personally. And when I'm not just talking about believers, I'm talking about the world. I'm talking about every person in the world. He has a timetable for them. Amen. Of things that He is wanting to do, things that He's wanting to accomplish in their lives. So it's not just about the church. It's not just about you. It's not just about me. It's about the whole aspect of humanity. Amen? Hallelujah. But it says that He is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish. Do you see that? He's not willing for anyone to go to hell. He is not willing for anyone to be lost eternally. He is not willing to see that. He is not presupposed for that. Amen? He wants to bring everybody in into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He is not willing that any should perish. Amen? The word willing there means choose to prefer, to delight in, or have rather. He would have rather that all men would be saved. Amen. Well, let me ask you this question then. Are all men and women and children saved at this moment? No. Absolutely not. You and I know people right now who are lost, just as lost can be. Yeah. Amen. And unless God does something, unless God intervenes in their lives, they will, whenever this earth is it's all folded up, neatly put away, amen, they're going to be eternally lost forever. And after they leave this earth, there is nothing that can be done for them at all. Amen. It's sobering when we think of it that way, and we should think of it that way. Amen. It shouldn't be just saying, well, you know, they're just so daggone mean. Let them go to hell. We can't look at that like that. We can't have that kind of mentality. And we certainly shouldn't have that kind of heart. Amen. We should look at every person as what we were at one time. We were just as lost. Amen. We were just as lost. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, our Father is taking all the time necessary to reach every person. And I truly loved what Pastor Mark spoke on Sunday. Does anybody remember what it was? The mercy of God. His great mercy. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, this is what we're going to talk about tonight in the time of God. Number one, we're going to talk about His mercy. Amen, which is the dispensation that we're in right now, grace. Grace is in the earth right now, amen. But there is also a time that God has set for judgment. And we're going to look at both of them. Hallelujah. We got to understand that there is a timing for everything. In Ecclesiastes, it talks about that. There is a time for everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Yeah. And so we should not just consider that, you know, just because things are not happening the way that we want to see them right now, that God doesn't care. That God is not, you know, He has no real desire to see anything take place. Amen? You know, I have seen, and I kind of got into this for a little bit after the election took place and everything that we saw. It was so blatant. And so, you know, so out there in front of us that you'd have to be totally dead, amen, not to understand what took place. And there for a while, man, I was questioning. I was saying, God, you know, before the election, everything, you know, this and this and this, and everything just exactly the way that I wanted it to take place. And then none of it happened the way I wanted it to happen. Not one thing. Amen? And there for a while, for just a little bit, I was devastated. I thought, what are we going to do? How are we going to survive? We can't have this, Lord. Didn't you see what happened? Well, let me tell you this, that God knows the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
Amen? He knew all of this was going to take place.
Yeah, he did.
Hallelujah. Sure. He knew how this election was going to turn out. He knew who was going to be in office on January 20th.
Yeah,
he knew every executive order that was going to be signed. Amen? And let me tell you, I don't know how many ink pens that man has dried up signing these things. I mean, there may be a reason for that. Time is short. Amen. That's just my summation of this. Amen. But God is not slack concerning His promise. That is not His desire that any should perish, but come to repentance. Amen. Hallelujah. And so if that is the case, and we realize that God, the God that we say is in control, then what should we be doing? Well, I think we should be casting the care of all this on Him. Amen. Because we have a covenant with God. We have a covenant with a faithful and merciful God. And He is not about to release His hand off of a believer or this nation. Amen. Hallelujah. He has a covenant with us. And if we stay in covenant with Him, the same way that He is staying in covenant with us, we have no worries. There's nothing that is going to defeat us. There's nothing that is going to take the church out. Well, haven't you been hearing what they've been saying about what they're wanting to do, you know, with all of this stuff going on? Amen. Yeah, I've heard it all. Amen. You have too. Hallelujah. So what are you going to allow it to do? Are you going to allow it to move you? Or are you going to allow yourself to be strengthened? Amen. By what the Word of God has said and by what God has said. Amen. Every one of these people right now who look like they're hell-bent, God loves them just as much as He loves you and I. And He gave and spilt His blood for them the same way as He did you and I. There is no difference. Amen. So we need to be casting our care on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God knew everything that was going to go on. He knows what's going to happen 10 years from now. It's all set. He knows what's going to happen. Amen. But you and I don't. You and I don't really even know what's going to happen necessarily tomorrow. You and I don't know if we'll be alive tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. But we've got to understand that God is a God of timing. Amen. You know, let's look at this. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. We need to get started here. Praise God. Oh, I won't get to the judgment part that everybody's wanting to get to. Amen. Hallelujah. In Matthew 24, the disciples are questioning Jesus about the end times. Amen. Yeah. And they're wanting to know some things. So let's look at this. Let's see what it says here in verse 3. Matthew 24, verse 3, and it says, "And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, Tell us when shall these things be? Amen? Yeah. And what shall be the sign of Thy coming and the end of the world," or the end of this age? Amen. They wanted to know precisely. Tell us when. We want to know. Give us a date. Give us a timeline. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And whenever that happens, then you'll see this. Amen. And all of this down through there. They wanted to know. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the first thing that Jesus tells them, He says, take heed that no man deceive you. Don't be deceived by what you're hearing. Don't be deceived by what so-called, you know, experts or whatever might be telling you right now. Don't be deceived by that. Amen? That's why it's so important to filter everything that you're hearing through the Word of God. Filter it. Filter it heavily. And don't use the same filter for, you know, years and years and years. Get a new one, just like your furnace. You got to have a new filter put in every 6 months. Amen? Or everything is dirty. Everything is clogged up. It's the same way with you spiritually. You got to keep your filter clean. You got to continue in the Word. Amen? Amen? You know, James tells us in James chapter 1, verse 22, he says that you've got to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer only, or you'll deceive yourself. Amen? You got to be a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. A hearer, I like this. This is really interesting. A hearer in verse 22 of James 1 means merely hearing. How many times have you listened to? How many times, men, have your wives said something to you and you're saying, yeah, and you merely heard, but you weren't listening? There's a lot of chuckling going on. I'm as guilty as anyone. Amen? Hearers here means to just give casual thought to it. Amen, amen. Come on, pastor. Preach that. Hallelujah. But it's just casual. With the idea of no intention of doing anything with it. Wow. Amen. Can you imagine such a thing as that? That you can deceive yourself thinking that you are doing something when in reality you're not doing anything at all. You're not even listening correctly or with any kind of spirituality. Amen. So we've got to be careful to do this. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. That was the first thing. Instead of what time it is, he said, don't be deceived. Amen. Don't be deceived. Don't allow yourself to be taken in, to be hoodwinked into believing something. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we got to understand that there is a judgment coming, but before it comes, there's grace. And we've got to be just as sensitive to this grace that God is extending to the world right now in the same way that He did for you and I. Amen. Whenever I got born again, I was 38 years old when I got born again. That's been a few years back now. Hallelujah. But for the first 38 years of my life, I was on my way to hell. Amen. And I could have died at any time. On the night of my 21st birthday, I contemplated suicide. What would have happened to me? Amen. If I would have went ahead and done it. Hallelujah. Well, for one thing, none of you would be so blessed as to know me. Hallelujah. There'd be somebody else up here preaching. And not nearly as good. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Hallelujah. But God took all the time necessary to get me to a place. And it took time to do it. If He would have came to me whenever I was 20 or 21, or someone would have ministered to me, let me tell you this, no one ever shared the gospel with me, ever. Ever. Until I was 38 years old. Amen. And so all of these years, I was out there in the worst kind of wilderness, the worst kind of the valley of the shadow of death. I was in death. It was in me. There was no life in me whatsoever. Amen. And as I look back on my life all those years, that was truly hell. To live without the life of God. Amen. But God took all the time necessary. Hallelujah. Every year, I was getting closer. I had no idea, didn't know anything about it. But yet I was being led somewhere. Amen. I was being led to the light. And I didn't even know it. Wonder if God had made a decision, I'm only going to put up with him for 36 years. And if he doesn't get saved by then, that's it. I'm cutting him loose. And whatever happens to him, it's his own fault. What would have happened? Amen? We got to think about these things. Because we get so embedded in our enjoyment as a believer, we're not seeing that there are people out there who are just as much pain as what we used to be. Amen? I know it's a little sobering right now, but it's not going to get any better, so you might as well go ahead and smile. Amen? Wonder if he would have, you know, Pastor Chuck, how old were you when you got saved?
About 18.
Wonder if he decided at 15 that was the cutoff date. And he says, I'm not going to send anybody. I'm not going to do anything that's going to cause your spirit to yearn for something different. Amen. Well, you see, you were smarter than me. It only took you 18 years. Your mom prayed for you. Well, my mom prayed for me too, but I was too hard. Amen. Hallelujah. So it took another 20 years more to get me. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a little story I want to tell you that I read just a week ago, actually. Amen. Does anybody know a country music star? Now, I know none of you young people will, but maybe some of our older ones will. Amen. A country music singer by the name of Red Foley. Anybody know? Brother Kenny knew his dad. Amen. That's right. I knew it. As soon as he raised his head, I thought, yeah, I gotta get something in there. Amen. Hallelujah. Red Foley was you're probably asking me, well, why do you even know anything about Red Foley? Well, I was looking at Pat Boone, and Red Foley was Pat Boone's father-in-law. He married his daughter, Shirley. Hallelujah. You're learning something tonight. Amen. So he was a country music star for many, many years. When he was 58 years old, he was doing a concert in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hallelujah. And between the shows, a guy who was on the thing with him, he went to his dressing room, and this guy shared Jesus with him. Amen. He told him about the Lord. He told him what he had done for him. And it's really interesting that they would put this in there. But Red asked him, he said, could God really save somebody like me? And he said, and he started telling him about all the stuff that he had done wrong. And this guy said, Red, let me tell you something. If Jesus can save me, he can save you. Amen. Hallelujah. So he went out and did his final show for that night. And the last song that he sung was Peace in the Valley. Amen. And he came after that and told this guy, he said, I have sung that song many times, but it never did do anything for me until tonight. Amen. Amen. That night, Red Foley died. That night, after he went to bed, he had heart failure or whatever it was, he died. Amen.
Amen.
Just 2 hours or so before that, he got born again.
Amen.
That's mercy. That's God's timing. Amen.
Yeah.
That is what God does. He brings people out from the pit of hell and sets them in a good place. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right at the last minute. Do you see that?
Oh.
Hallelujah. And we're wanting God to speed up things. We're wanting Him to take care of business the way that we want to take care of business.
Amen.
And God was able to save a man from eternal hell. Hallelujah. Because He waited. Because the timing for His salvation came. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yes,
I said, that's powerful stuff.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That is what it means to have the love of God in your heart, that you yourself would be willing to wait patiently for God to do everything that is necessary before judgment comes. Amen. I said that's powerful. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, whether you know it or not, and I think we all know it here as believers, that there is a great awakening that is taking place right now. Amen. People are not happy with what's going on. They see things going in a direction they never thought would happen. Even people who might be more liberal than others are seeing that this is going what they would consider too far. Amen. And so people are starting to turn to God. People are crying out to God. Amen. People are wanting Him to do something different. Amen. Hallelujah. And He's not turned a deaf ear to their cries. He has heard your prayers. Amen. Well, why hasn't He answered them? Timing. Timing. Mercy. Grace first. To get as many as possible. Amen. Whoever they may be. Hallelujah. Whoever they may be. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a timing for the judgments of God. Right now we're in grace. And we should thank Him for that. Amen. We should thank God for that. Because that's given Him time to get relatives, friends, and just people you don't really even know into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And we should be glad of that.
That's right.
We should be very glad of that. We need that right now. We need the prayers of the saints going up. Hallelujah. Amen. We need that to take place. It's very important, praise God. Hallelujah. So there is a time. There is a time whenever it is going to take place. Amen. I want you to look at this in Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? Let's look at this in Galatians chapter 4, and we're going to look at verse 4. It said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. But there had to be a time. Amen. When the fullness, amen. The word fullness there means to make replete. In other words, to fill back up. To get to a place where it's totally full. Amen. It means to cram. Have you ever tried to cram more than what something can handle, but you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to get as much as you can. Amen. Hallelujah. So what is this fullness he's talking about? He's talking about when the fullness of the time of sin had come. When sin had got to its fullness. Amen. When there wasn't going to be any more that he was going to consider. Hallelujah. I want to read this out some other translations for you. Just that small part there. In the Message Bible, it says, but when the time arrived that was set by the Father. When the time arrived. Amen. So there's a timing. Amen. The Living Bible says, but when the right time came, the time decided on. Hallelujah. Well, who do you think decided that time? God himself. We didn't. Because if we had it, they wouldn't have had a chance. You wouldn't have had a chance. I wouldn't have had a chance. Amen. The NIV says this, but when the time set had fully come, the time set, it's already set. So you need not be concerned about whether or not God's going to do something. He is. Amen. Because the time's already set. Amen. The Passion Translation says this, but when the era came to an end and the time of fulfillment had come, Jesus came. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, there were people before that time who needed to be saved, right? Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, why didn't he come before then? Because the time was not right. It's timing. God does everything by time, precise timing. Amen. You and I, we don't understand. But he has a time that all of this is going to take place. Glory to God. Amen. And the first part of the fulfillment was Jesus came. That opened the door for you and I to come into the kingdom of God. That will not be part of the judgment that is going to be on the earth. We're going to escape that. Amen. You should be real happy about this. Amen. That he waited to this time. Amen. Wonder if he'd have waited generations from now before he decided to come. You and I would die. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to know these things. God has declared a proper set time. That the fullness was when sin had come to its fullness and the hearts of man would be the most receptive. Amen. There was a time when my heart was so hard, I didn't give a hoot about anything you might have to say. I went to church. Amen. I was baptized. Glory to God. I sat in church and hated every minute of it. Because it was boring. Amen. Hallelujah. But there came a time when I was 38 years old, and my precious wife, if she was here right now, I thank God for what she did, because if she hadn't have, amen, if she hadn't have stood bold, if she hadn't endured my criticisms and my sharp tongue, amen, hallelujah, I probably wouldn't even be here now. Do you understand that? How important it is? I thank God that she did what she did. She saved me and my kids and now my grandchildren. Glory to God. Hallelujah. However many generations might come after us before Jesus comes. All in church, everyone. Amen. All in church, serving God. Hallelujah. Loving the Lord. Well, I tell you what, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. But that fullness of time had to come. The fullness of time. When sin would be at its greatest and the hearts of man would be the most receptive. Do you see that? Glory to God. This is, oh, I tell you, this is so powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at something here. Are you there? You got awful quiet on me. You're thinking, aren't you? You're thinking about your own conversion. You're thinking about the person who helped you. Amen. It's not by accident, it's by design. Hallelujah. God placed somebody in your path. Pray, and it's no wonder that Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I almost can't go on. Hallelujah. But we'll persevere and we'll get done with this. Amen. Romans chapter 8, are you there? Let's look at this in verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also. Yeah, we want to get delivered. We want to get delivered from what's going on in the world right now. We want to get delivered from the hypocrisy, you know, and God ungodliness that's in the world right now. We want to get delivered from that. Amen. I was listening to this one senator. I can't remember his name now at all. Amen. Anyway, he was, they were doing the debate in the Senate on this Equality Act. Amen. And he was talking about how God made people. And different things like that. Just different things, you know. It was really, really good for the clip I got to see. And then there was another senator that got up and he said, this Congress is not interested in the will of God. Now, right then, if I was God, I would have. And I'd have slept like a baby. Amen. Hallelujah. But even with what that guy said, God loved him so much that he shed his own son's blood for him. Yeah. It's just like Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. My judgment is fast and swift. But God is long-suffering. Yes, he is. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, let's read on. Verse 23 again. And not only they, but ourselves also, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. For we are saved by hope. Do you see that? But hope that is not seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he still hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Amen. That's really wordy, but what he's saying here is that we have the same hope in us that God is going to redeem us and bring us into heaven with Him. So if we have this hope, then we need to wait for it patiently. Amen. Fast judgment is not going to help. Amen. But a great awakening will. God can silence voices. Amen. Just like social media has tried to silence voices. But guess what? What happens is the voices that get silenced, there are others that come that are even more vocal. Amen. Both good and bad. Hallelujah. So the best way to do it is to convert the hearts of people. Amen. To allow time. Give them a chance. Give them a chance. Amen. Right now, they're the worst thing that you've ever heard or seen. Amen. But God is saying, give them a chance. Let me work on them. Let me have time to do something with them. And I don't know about you, but the hard, the real hard, the most disgusting people, when they get born again, they are the most on fire for God, and they do the most, they say the most, amen? They're in everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's called the remnant. The remnant, amen? Let's do a little bit more here. Praise God. So we need to have this hope. Amen. We need to wait patiently for it. Praise God. And not jump the gun. Not think, God, you know, why aren't you doing anything about this? Do you not realize how many babies are being killed now? Amen. He was already knowing of the 60 million that's already went before them. Where do you think all those babies are right now? In the presence of God. Amen. Do you think they are sad? No. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God knows all this stuff. I said He knows all this. Yeah. Amen. Let's go to Genesis 15. I want you to look at something here. Genesis 15th chapter. Glory to God. God's good, isn't He? Hallelujah. I want you to see something here. We're going to start with verse 13. Genesis 15, 13. This is God talking to Abram. And He says, "Know for a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them and shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge." Do you see that? There's going to be affliction that is going to come to the people of God. But He said, the very ones who are afflicting my people now, I'm going to judge them. Amen. See, this is just as much for you and I as it was for the children of Israel. Amen. We got to know that our God is a God who does what He says He'll do. Amen. Come on now, don't shut me down yet. "And afterwards they shall come out with great substance." Hallelujah. "And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age." In other words, the generation of Abram that He was talking to, He said, these people are not going to see this coming out, this judging that I'm going to do. He says, but in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Do you see that? The fullness of sin. At that time, he said, know for a surety that your people are going to be afflicted. Why is that? Because the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full, has not yet come to the place for my timing to start. Amen. So you and I might have to go through some uncomfortable things. Some things we'd rather not go through, rather not see, rather not hear, rather not have to do. Amen. Do you see that? Hallelujah. But we got to understand that with all the sin, and we can't imagine that it could get any worse, but it will. Amen. Because the climax is not yet here. The time when God says enough is enough. Why is that? Because he is still trying to call as many as he can in. Amen. See, we got to look at this from a whole different perspective. We got to look at this. God gave his own son. Amen. And for us to say that there are some who are not worthy of that is not right. Amen. Who are we to pick and choose who gets saved and who doesn't? Suppose someone had done that to us. Amen. Hallelujah. It wouldn't be nice. Wouldn't be good. And it would not be God. Amen. Hallelujah. So sin had not come to its climax yet. I've got some scriptures here. 1 Peter chapter 1, let's go there. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1. Are you there? All right, verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now, for a season, if need be. Amen? You know, sometimes believers have to go through some things to straighten them up. It's the truth. I've had to go through some things that I didn't have to go through, but because of my ignorance and being stiff-necked, I went through them. Amen. So if need be for a season, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Chapter 4, let's go there. Like I said, I got some things here I'm wanting to get to just as quick as I can. Praise God. Chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But I'm a believer. Things like that aren't supposed to happen. God is my Father. He loves me with an everlasting love. Amen. I shouldn't have to be going through trials. Amen. Well, that's how some think. They think that they're exempt from stuff just because they're a child of God. Hallelujah. Can I say this? I have went through more trials as a child of God than I ever did before I got saved. Amen. I probably went through just as much, but you know, at that time, I thought, well, that's just the way it is. That's life. Amen. You roll with the punches. Amen. But now I know that if I go through a trial, hey, I must be doing something right. Because if I wasn't, he wouldn't bother me. Amen. So the next time you're in a trial, it just might be you're doing something right. Amen. It just might be. It just might be. Hallelujah. Praise God. So sometimes things have to happen. Let's go back to Genesis again. Like I said, I got a lot of scripture. I got to get through these. I want you to hear these. Genesis 18. Amen. Hallelujah. You can give me 10 more minutes, can't you? Praise God. Well, I'm going to take it. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 18, and we're going to look at verses 20 and 21. This is about Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen? And everybody remembers that Lot went to Sodom, amen, to live there. And God was going to destroy him. He says, how can I destroy this unless I tell my friend Abraham first? Amen. And so he goes to him and tells him, and then Abraham starts to barter with God and say, you know, if there's 50 righteous, would you destroy a whole city if there's 50 righteous? God said, no, I wouldn't do that. And it got down to 40, and it got down to, you know, all the way down, amen, to 10. And he said, no, I won't do it for that. And so apparently Abraham thought everything was cool with God on this. But look at this in verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Do you see that? Very grievous. Not just a little sin, not just a little bit of, you know, winking of the eye. We're talking about it's gone too far. Amen. I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. Amen. The word cry there means an outcry. We don't realize it, or maybe we don't, or maybe we do, I don't know. But the world was not made to accommodate sin. Amen. It was made to accommodate the grace and the glory of God. Amen. And so whenever it gets filled up with something, it has to do something. It can't take any more. Amen. So that's what it's saying here. This word cry, it means it's an outcry. The earth is crying out. It means to shriek with anguish. Do we even know what that means? Amen. We are so used to seeing sin now that it, for the most part, for a lot of believers, not for us in this place here and people like us, but they just grow accustomed to it. And so they're desensitized to it. Amen. I mean, if you can stand in the line at Walmart getting your groceries and you see, you know, these periodicals and stuff, and you're able to read all the things that's on the front page or even pick it up and thumb through it, and you're okay with that, you're numb. You should turn your head away from it. Amen? I don't suggest just ripping up their magazines, although you might want to. But you shouldn't just sit there and read that. Well, isn't that something? I'll be, I didn't know that. My. What's going to become? Amen? You should turn your head away from it. Men, if you see a woman coming down the aisle and her cleavage is, well, you know, you should turn away from that. You should not look at that. You should not say, well, looky there. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is morality 101. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not married, so I got to... No, not that. I mean, if that's... You can't tell me that that's a church-going girl. Although I have seen in some churches. Amen. Hallelujah. Not here. I said some churches. No church I ever pastored was like that either. Amen. We had to talk to some that came in with little loosey-goosey. So you're going to have to cover that up. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you got to. Amen. You might have 12 or 13-year-old young men in there. Do you want them looking at that? Amen. How'd I get off on that? Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Outcry. Hallelujah. The Amplified Bible says this, because the shriek of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah is great and their sin is exceedingly grievous. He had to go down. He had to go down. Amen. He had to make sure that what he was hearing was true. Hallelujah. Do you see that? So there comes a time when sin becomes so great that the Lord will no longer bear it. That's judgment. That's the thing, amen, that he does. Can you do a couple more, just real quickly? Isaiah chapter 42. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 42. Are you there? You all got so quiet. I mean, my goodness, come on. Hallelujah. This is... shouting stuff here. We're not wanting to see any perish, amen. But we got to understand that God is a covenant-keeping God. And he eventually comes to a place where he says enough's enough. And this is what it is saying here. Hallelujah. In verse 13, let's look at this. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. Verse 14 says, I have long time holding my peace. Do you see that? God has for a long time been silent, or what we think is silence. Amen. He says, I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. Do you see that? Amen. God's been taking his time. He's holding back. I don't see how he does, but he does. Because we already read in 2 Peter, he is long-suffering. Amen. Hallelujah. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. The same Spirit that dwells in you and I. He said, I have for a long time held my peace. I've been still, I've refrained myself. But there's a time coming, amen, that I am going to bring judgment on things. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at just one more and then we're going to close for tonight. I want you to look at this in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Hallelujah. Are you there? Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy. Do you see that? So not only is he keeping covenant that he's made with us, he's extending mercy to others to bring them into the same covenant that you and I have now. Do you see that? A covenant of mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. and repayeth them that hate him to their face.
Amen.
Amen. See, we're all thinking, well, you know, we'll get to sin whenever he throws the devil and all of them into the lake of fire. It says that he's going to repay them to their face right now at this time. Amen. You're going to see some stuff take place. Some of the stuff that on the inside you wouldn't say on the outside, but you're saying yes. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that he repays them to their face to destroy them. And it says he will not be slack. Do you see that? To him that hates him, he will repay him to his face. Amen. Do you see that? So God is faithful. He's a loving God. He's a loving Father. He will care for you and I during this time of turmoil. Amen. So whatever you're hearing in the by the news media today, I pray that you don't even listen. But if you would happen to do, well, I just listened to enough, you know, to be informed, and you've been listening to it for 2 hours. Do you not know this? That after the first 10 minutes, they have told you all the news they know. And after that, all it is a repeat and a rehash of the exact same thing. Amen. So in 10 minutes, you'll know exactly what they know, which is not much. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't listen to it much. If you're going to listen to it, at least listen to news. Hallelujah. Let me. Can I tell you a place to get some good news? Amen. Number one is right here. That's where you get good news. But if you still are wanting just a little bit more, maybe. Hallelujah. I invite you to go to the Victory Channel. And listen to it. Listen to their news. It's on just twice a day for a half hour. Amen. And watch Flashpoint. That's great. Oh, I love it. Hallelujah. That's on twice a week. Tuesday and Thursday. I'm plugging Brother Copeland here. Tuesday and Thursday. Hallelujah. At 7 your time. 8 mine. Amen. And you'll come away and you won't be burdened down.
That's right.
You'll have faith stirred up in you and thinking, you know what? We're going to come out of this.
Right.
And we're going to win.
That's right.
Hallelujah. In the end, God wins.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.